among other things, the character of warfare is changing. It's just like what's happening across industry, across the board. The future of work is changing. Things are becoming more ambiguous. There is more data. There's more technology. There's autonomous systems, machine learning, artificial intelligence. All of these things require a new set of skills to be able to make sure that we in the services are able to continue to maintain our operational readiness, our warfighting advantage, and to be able to meet the new challenges of tomorrow. And part of that means making sure that our service members have access to education that are going to prepare them to be successful in this new environment. On top of that, no matter where you are, what rank, what rating, what MOS, the need for more decision making happening at lower levels where you have more data, where you have more room to have to make strategic decisions, means that you also need those intellectual skills. And part of what we're doing at the USNCC is helping service members gain those intellectual skills through college level courses.
And those things that you mentioned, like the machine learning and things like that, those are degree programs that we're going to be opening up.
Those will be future degree programs that we're looking at. We're trying to do a mix of STEM or technological programs and those that are more generalist programs. But the real thing we're trying to focus on is making sure they are highly naval relevant, they're highly impactful, and that are preparing our service members and our services for success in today's environment, but also tomorrow's environment.
Hey everybody, I'm Chief Xander Gamble. I'm here with Dr. Randy Cosentino, President of the United States Naval Community College, and we're gonna do something a little different today. We're sitting here with President Cosentino to talk about the state of the college. So we're gonna get into there. So first off, we've been around for
two and a half years.
And tell us that this is our first state of the college. Where are we today?
Absolutely. So we have accomplished a lot, and I just want to start by thanking all the great people who work with the USNCC, who have helped support the USNCC, and particularly the students out there that are amongst some of the first that we've been able to serve and educate in the USNCC. But we've done a whole lot in the last, you know, year and a half as we've really gotten up and running. So we wrapped up not much more than a year ago our initial pilot that was serving about 550 students and putting them in college-level courses. It wasn't about degrees yet, but it was an opportunity for us to learn, to figure out what worked, the challenges, the motivations, the program design. We gained a lot of great experience, and we took that and we parlayed that into what we're doing now, which is degree programs. So out of that initial 550 students, about 200 of those students continued on with us in something we called a bridge program that gave them the opportunity to keep taking classes while we stood up our official degree programs. And so 200 of them did so and now are able to and eligible to transfer into our first five associate degree programs that we've launched. And our first Naval Studies certificate, which is embedded in each of those programs and is a standalone certificate that we ourselves are teaching. So what else we've done? We've established partnerships with multiple higher education institutions that are helping to work with us in consortium to deliver those associate degree programs. They deliver some of the professional certificate courses. We deliver that Naval Studies certificate. We have been able to, we received about 5,000 applications in our first year of full operations of offering degrees. And that 5,000 applications was really for about 1,200 available seats. And as of right now, we have approximately 1,200 students enrolled in our first five associate degree programs. And we're getting great feedback from them on what they're learning. Those are in areas like cyber, military studies, nuclear engineering. In addition, we've been able to begin the really important process of seeking accreditation. Accreditation is so important to the USNCC because it's a mark of quality, because it facilitates the transfer of our courses into other colleges. It provides a lot of respect for our degrees, but it also gives us control of being able to carve our own future and chart our own path in terms of owning our own program outcomes and being the ultimate degree grantor. For now, our partner institutions are offering the associate degrees, we're offering the certificate, but once we are able to get accredited, that'll change. And we'll be able to offer the associate degrees as a USNCC unto ourselves.
And that really is what kind of sets us apart from any other school, right? Is that Naval Studies certificate and the fact that we are kind of deciding those programs to be Naval focused.
I think that's absolutely right. So naval relevance is key. We're picking program areas that are of strategic importance to the Navy, the Marine Corps, and the Coast Guard. And programs that there should be a good fit for every rating or MOS. That's not to say we have a program for every rating or MOS. It's ultimately they're picking the high value strategic ones. But not only picking the right topics, we're making sure that the skills and the competencies and the outcomes you're learning are also highly relevant. One of our programs that's under development right now is a logistics program, but not just a logistics program, a maritime logistics program. We want to make sure folks are gaining the skills. And as you noted, what we've been able to do with our Naval Studies certificate is really type navalize what had often been known as your general education. Your philosophy, your political science, et cetera. Instead of taking philosophy, you're taking naval ethics and leadership. Instead of poli-sci, you're learning about Civ-Mil. Instead of taking a global awareness course, you're taking a geopolitics course where you can really focus in and understand our allies and our adversaries. Being able to do that while earning credit towards your associate's degree is a huge win for our service members. We also want to make sure that we are giving our students ample credit for their military training and strong pathways to once they complete their associate degrees, go on to 4 years. And then finally, we want to make it accessible to them. All of our programs are designed to be delivered online, on your own time, to try to balance what you need to do in your op tempo with being able to access education. I think that these are all some of the things that make what we're doing unique and special.
So it's really designed with the enlisted sailor, the enlisted Marine and Coast Guardsman in mind.
Absolutely. I think one of my favorite things is that during that Naval Studies certificate, we're able to bring all three services together, and they're able to learn from one another in that Naval Studies certificate courses. It's really a great opportunity because, as we know, we need to work across the naval services and work together. So getting those different voices from different services and different ratings and rankings, so important.
Absolutely. So we're almost done with teaching the first cohort of all five of our Naval Studies certificate courses, right?
Absolutely. We expect to be graduating quite a number. I'm going to hesitate to give the number, but quite a number of students that should be wrapping up the first five courses this December. So we'll be issuing our first certificates and helping those students make their way directly into one of our associate degree students. Now, all of our other associate degree students are also interchanging taking courses with us within the Naval Studies certificate and those concentration courses out at our partner institutions. So we have far more students going through it, but our first grads we're expecting shortly.
That's awesome. And haven't we already had some of our students earn credentials with our partners?
Absolutely. So of that initial group, the group that started in that bridge program, we've already had a couple of dozen students graduate with a certificate in those concentration areas. So that would be run the gamut from nuclear to data analytics. So it's just the beginning, though. You know, there are small numbers now, but as we continue to move forward, those numbers are going to build on each other. So with 1,500 students enrolled and on our way to 3,500 students, by the end of this upcoming fiscal year, we have lots of opportunity to make sure we're helping students achieve those certificates, achieve those associate degrees.
That's awesome. And you said this is just the beginning. So what's next? What's the future of USNCC?
Absolutely. So we wrap up what we're in right now, we call our pilot phase two. And that's to enroll about 3,500 students in seven degree programs, seven associate degree programs. So we have three more that we're planning to roll out over these coming fiscal year, get students enrolled in those areas. Those include, we're about to launch our organizational leadership program. In fact, that registration's underway. We have our logistics coming, we have our aviation maintenance coming, and we have our data analytics coming. And that will all be a part of this pilot phase two. And pilot phase two, at the end of it, which ends at the end of September of 2023, we are going to keep registering students, but we're also going to pause and reflect and be able to assess kind of what's happened over that past year and a half period of Pilot 2. And we're going to be putting out a report to talk about the impact we're having and any recommendations that come from that. And so we look forward to releasing that in December of 2023. But while that's underway, we will still be working towards launching additional associate's degree programs. And some of those will be in those emerging technology areas that we mentioned that will be coming in fiscal year 24, and then additional programs in fiscal year 25. We anticipate about 15 associate programs, or really 15 program areas. There may be more associate degrees themselves, but 15 program areas that we've hit over the next 3 years. And then we will have to see where we go from there. In addition, going to keep pursuing accreditation, going to be growing the ranks of our students to 10,000 students or possibly more. And we're going to be looking at other ways that we can continue to expand the pie and continue to reach more of our service members with some of our offerings as we grow. And so as we do that, we might be looking at some more scalable ways to get our Naval Studies Certificate out there. There are other ways to recognize the credit for training that our service members have. But some of that is still to come, but that's what the future looks like.
Yeah, so we're going to be growing more students, more degree programs. We've got a lot coming up for you. And is there anything else you wanted to add while you're here? You've got everybody watching.
Yeah, again, a thank you to everyone who's been a part of the program so far. A welcome to those of you who are interested in learning more. At the end of the day, we've been asked to make sure that we can continue to improve operational readiness and warfighting advantage, while also connecting our service members with lifelong learning. And so those are three components of our mission we hold dear, and we're going to keep looking forward to rolling out naval-relevant education programs that can reach and make education accessible to our service members and just better prepare them with the intellectual skills that is going to help them be successful in that changing character of warfare. So we appreciate all the support we're getting, and we look forward to engaging with more folks as we move forward.
All right, so to wrap it up, we've got almost 1,200 students in 5 different associate degrees, and we're about to complete our Naval Studies Certificate. We're on track to go towards that accreditation. We've given almost 24 credentials out already, and the future is we're going to have up to 15 different degree focus areas. With 3,500 students by the end of next year, and hopefully a lot more by the time we get those 15 degree programs online. And really the biggest part about this is that naval relevance. We're doing this with the sailor, the Marine, the Coast Guardsman in mind.
Absolutely.
So with that, if you haven't yet, go sign up, go to usncc.edu, click that Apply Now button, and we'd love to see you in class.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming on.